Obviously, we need to eat. That's changed this year with most restaurants closed or reduced to takeout, travel mostly ended, and school cafeterias little more than a place for some districts to prepare food sent home to students who might not have any other meals. Still, farmers have warehouses of food being prepped for planting outside or are already out with plastic protecting the tender sprouts from the area's fickle weather. Who will buy the food? That's a good question, because it seems money not spent in restaurants isn't going to supermarkets. Farmer Dennis Broady says much of the Eden Valley crop usually is sold wholesale.
As wholesale vegetable growers, a lot of our business goes to institutional food service, restaurant distributors. Items are, ultimately distributed to schools, to, any number of institutions that are now closed. And that business is not there.
Farmers are optimists at a time when prices for their crops haven't changed in decades and labor costs for the Mexican workers who are brought in legally are going up $150,000 because state-mandated wages are up for Zittles. That's if they can all make it in because the consulates in Mexico are closed and the only workers who can come in are those who don't need contact with the consulates and can ride the rental trucks to the Eden Valley to work. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.